Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's time for the final countdown.
The show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico.
And now it's time for tips and tricks. And today we're talking about hurricane survival. And I really wanted to bring this up because, like I said, my tribe and I, we met in Jamaica. We built a bond and we ended up going through a hurricane together. And I think that really brought us closer together. So with that being said, here are your 10 tips and tricks for surviving a hurricane. The first thing is stay informed. You always want to monitor weather updates. Keep a close watch on local weather reports and things like that from trusted sources like your National Weather Service or your local news. Use weather apps. I use my radar all the time. It's a very, very reliable app. Download reliable weather apps that provide real-time updates and emergency alerts. I'll tell you, it's a very, very good thing to have. So download it, no matter where you're at. Especially if you're like us, and you know you want to travel to the Caribbean all the time, you have to be informed of hurricane season because there's always a hurricane season somewhere. The next thing is create an emergency kit. Essentials, you know, you want to pack a kit with non-perishable food, water, medication, flashlight, batteries, first aid kits. And important documents. Okay, this, like I said, this is really pretty much for the South. You know, all of like Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida. We all go Caribbean, all that. We go through floodings, and we have seasons. So this is really for us, to be informed. You know, this is for all my people, and don't be ignorant to facts. Okay. It's good to be informed, and it's good to create an emergency kit. Personal items include, you know, toiletries, extra clothes, blankets, you know, pack it all up, have a hurricane kit. That's what we call it, a hurricane kit. Plan your evacuation route as well. Know your zone, you know, wherever you live, know that area, know your zone, get outside and drive those streets so you know where to go. Find out if you live in a hurricane evacuation zone and know all the routes, you know, or nearest shelters. Transportation as well. Ensure your vehicle is fueled and ready for a quick departure if needed. And these, like I said, this is only in the season of hurricane, you know, because they can come quick and they can come hard. No pun intended. Hey man, look, they dubbed me Chico the Freako, so of course. But anyways, secure your home. Windows, doors, you want to board them up. You know, reinforce your doors to protect against strong winds, flying debris, things of that nature. Outdoor items, bring all of your outdoor furniture inside, your decorations, any loose things. You know, if they can be put inside, do it, because they can be hurled as a projectile, you know, into somebody else's window, and that could be detrimental. Always stock up on your supplies, food, water. Make sure you have enough canned food, non-perishable items, water, everything. Make sure you stock up. You know, when the pandemic hit, everybody went crazy. And then after the pandemic, people like didn't pay attention. You know, we still have these seasons that come about. You know what I'm saying? Medications and health supplies as well. You know, you want to ensure you have sufficient supply of prescription medications and any necessary medical equipment, you know, first aid kits, anything like that. Or, you know, if you have somebody who has the diabetes and they need their insulin shot, make sure you got that locked down, okay? And always, always prepare for power outages. You know, Hurricane Beryl came through and it smacked Texas. You know, H-Town Hottie, she was down there with you know, no power. So you had to, you got to be ready for it. You know what I'm saying? Backup power. Invest in a generator if possible. Make sure you have fuel to run in it. You know, now they have a lot of electric generators that you can use. You can power them by solar, and they store the juice and everything. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. You got alternative lighting, have flashlights, lanterns, plenty of batteries on hand. Okay. And always you want to stay connected. Communication plan. Establish a plan for keeping in touch with family and friends during the storm. You know, I would say invest in battery packs. Because I have probably 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 battery packs, and they're like 10K battery packs. So they push out a lot of juice, and they very well come in handy for situations like that. You know, so you always want to make sure you keep your phone charged up, laptop, all that good stuff, so you can have communication with your friends and family. Emergency contacts, that's another thing. Keep a list of emergency contacts. Including local authorities, medical facilities, and family members. Okay, because like it's always you never know you might need them. You know, the next thing is protecting important documents. Waterproof storage is a very, very good one. Store important documents like IDs, insurance papers, passports, financial records, anything. Put those in a waterproof container. That'll save you in the long run. Also, digital backup. Make digital copies of essential documents and store them securely online. Put it up in the cloud, as they say. You know, and of course, always stay indoors during the storm. But a lot of us, what do? we always got to go outside just to test the waters and see what's going on outside during the storm. And yeah, we did it, but we did it safely. Okay. You want to find a safe room. Now of course this is for your home and when you're hunkered down. Okay. So you want to identify a safe room in your home, preferably an interior room without windows where you can take shelter. Okay. Avoid any windows, doors, stay away from windows and doors to avoid any, injury, from shattered glass and debris. Now I've been in Florida for 30 years, so I've witnessed every hurricane that has come, and I've always had a plan. Okay. Always had a plan. And the last thing is post-storm safety. Wait for official clearance, from your officials. You know, now a lot of us, we always venture outside right after. I would always say, and I would always encourage that you just wait a minute, you know, wait till the authorities say, hey, you know, it's cool to come outside, because they have to come out and assess situations of damage and stuff like that. So only venture outside once authorities have declared it safe to do so. And always be aware of hazards. Be cautious of downed power lines, flooded areas, trees in the road, and me being in Florida for so long, I've witnessed it all. Okay. I witnessed it all. So this is from me, and from me just reading something that I pulled out for you guys. Okay. But from my personal standpoint, a lot of these things are, you know, to the T. Now, some you can kind of scale on, you know, like if you want to walk outside afterwards, I wouldn't say venture too far off from where you live. Okay, you know, walk down the street and look at everything, but don't jump in your car automatically and try to drive anywhere. Wait for the authorities to tell you it's cool to come out. You know, stay safe, stay prepared, and weather the storm. Okay. There you go. That's it, guys, for your tips and tricks for surviving a hurricane. And shout out to my tribe. Shout out to the cookout 2024, okay? And we got the Cookout 2025 coming. So just you wait. I got some more info coming, and I will give it to you guys, all right?
Yeah, like you don't believe me. Oh, shoot, brother, you should have been around in those days. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's right.
Brown sugar you talking about?
I'm not talking about the brown sugar you buy in the supermarket, brother. I'm talking about the real brown sugar.
All right, Pop.
Okay, see ya.
Sweet brown sugar, that's what I call this female.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour right here on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. That was Steve Lacy with Bad Habits. I wish I knew. Yes.
We need to do an album at this point.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And as you guys can tell, I have my special co-host in the building, Miss Brown Sugar. Hit him with the horns. Breaking news. Yes, because that's how I feel right now. I feel like...
Y'all all right over there?
I feel like they just smack the shit out of us.
Beep.
And it started from that.
So last week...
Wow.
Trump...
Yeah.
Didn't duck fast enough. This week...
Joe said, I can't do it.
Old Joe said... Put in his walking papers. He said, I quit.
I don't want to follow up another plane again. I just don't want to follow up and then golf. And then he was 600 par.
Oh my God.
And then I'll tell you his stroke game.
You know what, Joe? I ain't mad at you.
His short stroke game.
Joe, I ain't mad at you. Joe, you know when it's time to go. Okay.
Hey, let me tell you, it's big glow.
And on that note, we are moving out the country, y'all. It might be a little bit of good news. I mean, hopefully, Carmella.
So that's
VP Kamala Harris.
She officially made the statement. She's gonna work to win the nomination. I think this is the time to take it back to 2008, when every nigga came together and voted. We came out in mass droves. I don't care, okay? Shut up. It's for the people. It's for black folks. I don't care if she doesn't know what she's doing right now. We'll get there. We'll figure that out once we get her in the seat, okay?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
Look.
I'm still processing.
Cool.
So I don't know how I feel.
Women, look. Do it. Stand up. And shout to
I, look, do I it. Would love.
Women's rights.
I would love that.
Yes.
I would love it.
Cool.
But we all know.
I don't care about that right now.
Well, I do.
We will figure it out once we get there.
I just think we need to take a break from presidents for a while. You know? I don't think the country is ready for one. Because one of them is on death row.
Hey, man. Oh, Lord.
And the other one is 1 foot toe nail away from death.
I just don't want to fall.
So
up
I
the,
just, I don't.
The stairs going into
we
the
don't,
plane.
We don't need anything right now. We need to just come together. You know, before you get in relationships, you know how you have to take some time for yourself to figure out what you really want? I think America needs to take some time.
America needs to date for a little
America
bit.
America needs to date around a little bit. You know, we're not ready to settle just yet. I think they need to extend election year this year to like another 4 years because we need some time to process this.
So just, give us 4 years just to kind of...
Just let us do anything just for the next 4 years.
Let's figure it out.
Let us phase out, because you know the ones who don't have sense, they gonna kill themselves. Okay,
oh my God,
they gonna do something dumb. Okay, a smart ones here. Let's just stick back and figure out, you know, let's just chill, you know? Let's just chill. Figure out what the next steps are, because
go get
do
your
it.
Passports, people.
Yeah,
please.
We don't need a president.
Go get right your now. Passports, people, please.
Well,
go get your passports.
If you didn't listen to the segment on getting passports, you
don't worry. I will run it back.
Yeah, because it's for real now, y'all. Don't forget the places that have dual citizenship.
Yes,
because it's getting real around here.
Breaking news.
So anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about, but we just wanted to take a couple of minutes to let y'all know that it's real. It's getting real out here. So
Woo,
if you don't have a passport, get one.
Get one.
If you can't get a passport,
don't worry.
Don't worry.
We'll help you.
Yeah, we're going to figure something out for y'all.
I said it. We're getting our tribe together.
Yeah.
And our tribe.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Because they Project 25 is a real thing, as you can see.
Great migration. Mm.
But anyway, jeez. On a lighter note.
Yes.
Brunching with Bae, guys. Brunching with Bae. So, you know.
Yes.
We still in the process of getting back into in the swing of things.
I told you, we've been working.
Yeah. So, you know, we chilled out this past weekend, and we had some homemade restaurant style meat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
you did that.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. So amazing. Let me tell y'all what we had this week. These are all meals. Oh my God. These are all meals that you can make for under $20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making sure I'm telling the truth. Yeah. So on Saturday? Was that Saturday or Friday when we had the hot wings?
That was Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday
so,
night. Yeah, yeah,
first
yeah.
First and foremost, shout out to the little white dude that got the show called Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
Listen. We watch it. You know, it's a dope show. You get to learn a little more about your favorite celebrity and watch them sweat.
First we feast. Mm-hmm. Hot Ones.
So shout out to y'all. We got two of their hot sauces. We had buffalo, basic ass buffalo.
Basic
you
ass
know
buffalo.
Damn. Shout out to all my basic bitches out there.
Get your ass out of here.
And then we also had, I forgot what the second one was called, but it was like Caliente Rojo something something.
Yeah.
So,
man, my phone is buzzing, man. Jesus Christ.
So we had two different flavors of wings.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had some rolls and then some salad.
Yep.
So we kept it light, but it was
Caesar salad. Yeah.
Caesar salad. So it was something that you would get if you would have gone to a restaurant anywhere, went to a bar.
Yeah, if you'd have went to like Dick's Wings or if you'd have went to Hooters or anything like that.
Yep, Miller's Ale House.
Miller's, our favorite Miller's Ale House.
That's something that you would get there. So we tried that for Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday. So let me tell y'all the backstory, okay? So, you know, I'm an Uber Eats fanatic, okay?
Oh,
I don't know why we give these people our money, but I'd rather do that sometimes than drive in this Orlando traffic, okay? So Uber Eats, we wanted Cheesecake Factory on Sunday, right? So we go online, we get ready to order it, we gonna go pick it up. Y'all, guess how much that food came out to?
Mm.
Baby, guess how much that food came? Baby, how much do you think the food came out
I already know.
And this is for us to have to go pick it up, and it's like 30 minutes away. So, baby, how much you think it was?
$100 million.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're wrong.
I'm going to say
it was like 80 bucks.
More than that.
What?
It was almost 90. It was like, so it was 80 something, but that wasn't including taxes.
That's
crazy. One shrimp Alfredo was $31.
That's insane.
They only give you six shrimp, but they were going to charge you $31.
Six goddamn shrimp.
$31. So $31.
Then bet y'all don't duck.
So we both was going to get the shrimp Alfredo. So that's $60 right there.
Yeah.
Then we wanted to get the cheeseburger egg rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Those were like $12.
Yeah.
So that's 80 bucks right there.
Boom.
Almost.
Then you got tax and delivery.
Oh, no. Then, of course, you know, if you go Cheesecake Factory, you got to get cheesecake.
Yeah,
so for both of us to get cheesecake would have been another $20.
Yeah.
And that's not including taxes. So guess what your girl did? She went to Publix and she's going, she did, what is it called? Cheesecake Factory at the crib. Okay.
Excellent.
So, not the excellent. So we had shrimp Alfredo.
And it was
amazing.
Yeah.
We had another Caesar salad.
And it was
amazing.
And we had some homemade Hawaiian rolls. Oh, no, I'm lying. They weren't homemade. But I put some butter on it and put it in the oven for a few minutes. So I made some homemade Hawaiian rolls.
There you go.
So we spent less on groceries, of course, than we would have if we would have gone to Cheesecake Factory. So, lesson to all you ladies out there, you don't always got to go outside. We can do it from home.
Oh,
just go to store.
Like this.
And special, special shout out to Publix.
Yes.
For their strawberry pineapple lemonade and their mango lemonade. Okay.
The pineapple lemonade.
That strawberry pineapple lemonade and that mango lemonade, y'all. If you never had it from Publix, don't drink the sweet tea no more. Okay? Just go straight to the lemonade. Oh, my God. Y'all see what I'm dealing with this morning? Y'all see what I'm dealing with? So, if you go to Publix.
Pushing these buttons.
Yeah, I see. I'm about, y'all, don't worry. I'm about to take it away from him. Don't worry. He getting carried away on the buttons. I know. I see y'all. I see y'all. But anyway, I got that whole meal from Publix for what, $50?
Yeah.
So we was gonna pay $80 plus gas to go pick it up. It wasn't worth it, y'all. Cause all they give you, they was gonna give us a total of 12 shrimp.
Out of, man, listen.
That ain't even.
What am I do with 12?
You are a big man.
I'm a big man.
You need more than 12 shrimp. So.
12 shrimp? You.
Yeah. So, needless to say, we had an amazing brunching with Bay at the crib this weekend, guys.
Casa de Chico.
Casa de Chico was lit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So,
lit.
Those are just a few ideas for you ladies going or men going forward. If you want to do a brunch at home or if you just want to have a nice little date night at home, you can go to Publix. Why are we endorsing Publix?
Hashtag Publix.
Go to your local supermarket and buy the ingredients yourself. And I promise you, it'll come out a whole lot better. And the experience will the experience will be even more special. Gotta love a hashtag date night.
There you go. Hashtag date night. Listen, you got to keep it funky, man.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you got to keep it funky for
we
your
gonna
queen.
Make sure y'all stay tuned because we going to, Bedroom Candy is back. We got a little something, something for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Better that. Yeah.
Got a little something for y'all. So, yeah.
Ooh, what you got for us?
So, coming up, guys, we have last week's winner from Who Did It Better?
Yeah.
It was Escape versus SWV. Special shout out to SWV. We love y'all.
Yes,
we love y'all.
Definitely.
But when it comes to hits, Escape got some hits.
Y'all got the
Escape got the ballads. Okay?
Y'all got smacked.
SWV, y'all got some ballads too, but Escape, they got that.
They got some bangers.
They got some bangers.
They
so
some bangers.
This is Escape with Who Can I Run To?
Yeah. Ooh. We got Escape with Who Can I Run To? We'll be back. It's the Morning Power Hour.
When I need love. Oh, yeah.
And we're back. It's the Morning Power Hour right here in Global R&B 96.3. That was Escape with Who Can I Run To? Oh, really? Oh.
My voice back up.
Did y'all hear that?
Y'all gonna sign me. Escape gonna hit and sign me.
She hit that note.
I can take Tasha's spot.
Oh, Lord. Oh, because Tasha.
She ain't a part of the crew no more.
Damn.
But anyways, speaking of
my Tasha.
Speaking of my girl's Escape, y'all know what time it is.
You know what time it is? It's time for.
It's Bedroom Candy time, y'all.
It's time.
Your girl is back, and I'm ready to help you get your rocks off.
Yeah, let's get nasty.
So, you know, it's still summertime and it is hot outside, okay?
It's like
it ain't even It ain't even a sexy hot outside. It's just hot.
I know.
Okay, it's a disgusting stank hot. So I am going to.
It's an Airbnb mansion party hot.
Ooh. And on that note,
just stank ass.
If you know, you know. And I'm going to be a savior to you guys today, coming live and direct with bedroom candy. Keep your cool. Okay. This is a cooling spray that's formulated to provide relief and comfort to help keep you cool. Okay. Because while you may be a hot mama, you don't always want to feel like it.
Hot girl summer.
So, we've combined rose water that helps soothe skin, hemp seed water to help reduce inflammation, and natural ingredients that hydrate and refresh to provide you with a sense of cool and calm. Offers pleasantly soothing and cooling relief for hot flashes associated with menopause.
Did you say hydrate?
Yes.
Shut up and hydrate. Drink your water.
Shout out to you, Ray.
Yes.
So this is actually some spray for you to literally like...
On yourself.
Like you spray your face or you spray your arms, wherever you need to spray. Yeah, you got to get them... What is it? Pits, tits, and lady bits.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is some great natural... I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to put it in my cart right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I want to try this.
Yeah,
it's hot as hell in Florida. And this is probably going to be like a bestseller out here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So,
definitely.
Ladies, make sure you go to the website and check this out. It's called Keep Your Cool. It's $14, and it is for you to stay cool this summer. I will post it on my Instagram and on my Facebook with the link. But if you have any questions, feel free to hit your girl up. So, the next thing I got for you is for the fellas. It's for my men's. For my men's. Okay?
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
So, this is called the Smooth Operator. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The Bedroom Candy Gentleman is smooth and fresh, especially with the help of Smooth Operator Anti-Chafe Cream for intimate comfort.
Okay.
Okay? Our fast-absorbing formula helps to reduce excess sweat and moisture and creates a sheer barrier layer that protects sensitive skin down there from uncomfortable friction. So you put this on your balls.
Yeah, put it on my...
It goes on smooth with no greasy residue.
Yeah.
Get your hands off the goddamn ass. Promoting comfort and freshness you can get down with all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Apply a small amount to personal areas where you experience chafing and massage in until absorbed. Reapply as needed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Slap the balls.
Oh, yeah? Y'all, I tried to take his hands off the buttons. It didn't work. I tried. I be trying to be professional. He be pressing buttons and saying little sweet nothings in my ear,
little
y'all. I'm
sweet
sorry.
Nothings in your ear.
But anyway, if you guys would like to get the Smooth Operator, it's $14. Get you a bottle of Keep Your Cool and get your man a bottle of Smooth Operator. Okay? And y'all will be able to get a little quickie in anywhere. Y'all will be feeling fresh all day, every day.
Yeah.
Another favorite of mine that I'm not going to go through the whole description of, but hotcakes.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
Ladies?
Yes, yes.
Y'all
yes,
need to
yes.
go on Bedroom Candy website and get hotcakes, okay? It is the best for you ladies who just want to be fresh down there all day. It's coconut oil. He about to say something crazy, y'all. I feel it. I see him. He just picked something up, and I know he... Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. I'm going to back up. Y'all, I'm going to drink my water and mind my business. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Nigga, I was gonna say, nigga, you got some of this chocolate jack-off Earl.
Y'all, I almost spit my water out. See, you know what? I'm done.
It's smooth to the touch.
Y'all go to bedroomcandy.com/18795.
18795 on your bitch ass.
Y'all, I cannot. I tried to be professional as much as I could, but it didn't work. So, y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow.
Yes.
We gonna be doing 21 questions again.
21 questions.
Y'all know we gonna talk about
all about us.
Y'all know we gonna talk about old Joe.
Oh yeah.
We don't talk about nothing else. We gonna talk about old Joe.
I just I can't cause it fell out the
You gotta talk like that all day tomorrow.
All day tomorrow. I'm gonna talk like this. This drama is and then Hunter, you talk about my son. Hey, she wants to shut up.
So last week we talked about Trump.
This week we talking about Joe.
We're gonna see who we talking about next week, y'all. It just keeps getting better and better.
Goddamn setup.
As the plot thickens.
As the world turns.
As the world. Hey, that's I think the story still come on.
It's a soap opera, y'all.
And it's all produced by the Pentagon.
And look, but I have to say this. I am so proud. Mm-hmm. Ready for this, everybody? Right now. I'm proud of the cookout, okay? I'm proud of the cookout, first and foremost, because we are some of the quickest. We're some of the quickest ones. We all knew. Man, that's a setup.
As soon as it happened. We already know what it is.
We know what it is, not what it looked like.
Okay, you're not going to keep playing in our face, white people.
Come on now.
Okay?
Come on now.
We are smarter than we look, okay?
You duck, nigga.
Y'all, go ahead and see my voice going again.
I feel like I gotta quit.
We gonna go ahead and slide into the Mid Morning Power Mix.
89 years old, right?
Joe, you gonna dance on the Mid Morning Power Mix?
I'm gonna do two-step.
You gonna two-step?
Big glow.
All right, we about to slide into the Mid Morning Power Mix right here at Global R&B 96.3.
You gonna dance with Uncle Willie? Joe and Uncle Willie. Old Joe and Uncle Willie. Two-step.
I'm slap that goddamn nigga. Hey, right here. Yeah, you gonna quit. You know, because you 89 years old. You tired now. You bad. You getting bad because you keep going up them steps wrong.
Man. Oh,
come
my
on
God.
Now. Just
bye, y'all.
Bye.
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.